What's that about?
Oh, I don't like that question.
Why don't you like that question?
Because I've never written a song to prepare myself for that answer. You know, how did it come about is an interesting thing. Like, waiting on the day when these things are going to be mine, you know, like it's, I think I had the first idea for that at the same time I wrote the song on my last record called If I Ever Get Around to Living. I guess I'm about to tell you what the song is about, but I had to get there this way because it would be different for me to be like, it's about X. It's like,
I wanted to write a song about aging.
Yeah. It's a little bit like, so I noticed you pulled a dove out of your hat that we didn't see before. Where was the dove? Not that I'm saying music is magic, but you know, it's the closest analogy I can find. It's about looking forward to the future. I don't do a very good job of staying put sort of psychically, you know. I'm sort of looking in the past and looking forward, but I hate here. I hate this. I hate this right now, but I enjoyed looking forward to it, and I will enjoy very much looking back on it. But this, in this one moment, is thankless.
But I compare these lyrics about growing old with somebody, their kids being grown up, to the lyrics of a song like Your Body is a Wonderland, which was one of your first biggest hits, which is set in the moment,
right,
talking about candy lips and a bubblegum tongue.
It's the last time I ever loved somebody. No, I'm kidding.
It just seems like a very different approach to life, relationships, love.
Well, I would like to have seen your interviews when you were 22. You know, you were probably at some university in the radio program, you know. It matures, it moves on. You slow down a little bit and you get lower back pain and you enjoy meals a bit more. That's what happens when you get old. Your back hurts and you love food. And so for me, it would make sense that the music would sort of mirror that. It's sort of looking, sort of draws a little X on the ground and says, does anybody want to stand on this X and love me? You know, it's not really to anybody in particular. There's no you in that, you know. It's sort of like, you know, that you get exasperated. You see your friends get exasperated, like dating and dating and dating and dating. It's sort of like the way that you sometimes in movies you see your girl go like, are you going to make a fool of me? Just tell me right now. It's sort of like this idea of this expedited process of getting to know somebody. Like, will you just be there? Are you going to be there? Can we just, is it you? If it's not you, I got to go, you know?